This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Hey, welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adil Rafai.
I'm also Adil Rafai.
And I'm also Adil Rafai.
And we're three little Adils.
Now, Adil, you are a Gemini, correct?
That is correct.
So
well,
that means you were born
well,
with a twin.
No? Well, in well, twins, well, well. I am a Gemini, but I feel like 3 or 4 years ago, horoscope change.
Oh, when they introduced the master horoscope.
There's a major shift where where Adolf Hitler introduced the master horoscope.
No, didn't they introduce a new category?
No, well, not a new category. What happened is they changed the dates of the horoscope, but it's only people who are born after that time. So it doesn't affect us. Your horoscopes are fine right where they are.
Wait, Aaron.
Time is not a straight line,
Are you telling me we have to go back in time?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Is that the going
Everybody
back in time?
Everybody looked at me when I did the woulda.
JPC's a Sagittarius, and I'm a Scorpio. And if you agree with all of this...
Aaron!
If you agree with...
Aaron!
What?
We gotta go back. It's your kids. Aaron, it's your kids.
Why is a dog talking to you, Aaron?
Aaron, it's me, Canoe Dog. We gotta go back. It's your kids.
No, but I mean, like, there's certain personality traits associated with each sign of the zodiac. So if you think
Gemini's
Gemini,
duplicitous, Mark Duplicitous.
Mark Duplicitous, mumblecore bullshit. Sagittarius.
Shots fired.
I think they're, like, super smart and fun. You're strong. I don't know what Sagittarius are. Probably duplicitous as well.
I think my mom's a Sagittarius.
Cool. Can we get her on the phone?
What's your mommy like?
Oh, real cool. Real nice.
Mary Beth Keefe?
Yes, Mary Beth.
What about Scorpios? What are Scorpios?
Hot as hell. Well, they're honestly the sexual sign. And we're really cool. We're really powerful. And we're really jealous.
So. Aaron is saying this while she's crawling all over a couch.
Yeah. Just rolling on the
Wait, there's a sexual, there's a, like a highly, a super sexual.
Wait, there's sexual Gemini? Beings?
Yeah. I know.
That don't make sense.
But we're the jealous sign and the loyal sign.
Jealous and loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Joyal.
Mm-hmm.
Lellis.
Who's Old Man Puzzles?
Oh, Old Man Puzzles? Well, that would be frickin' me. No, it's just me. Nobody's frickin' me. Well, somebody is. Wink.
That means nobody.
So, congratulations, Wink. Do you want to give a last name for Wink?
I got a dog. I'm Old Man Puzzles this episode, so I will be stepping into the role of Old Man Puzzles. I'm super excited about this episode, by the way, because I...
Were you not super excited for previous episodes?
I've never been excited for an episode of this show.
That's like when you see somebody and you're like, you look so thin. It's like...
I record under duress. You force me in here.
Duplass.
Duress Duplass, the third brother. Mumble. But no, I don't want to be here. I hate it here. I think this show sucks.
We're not recording in our normal studio.
No. Yes, that's correct.
How do we describe this?
We are... Well, there's chains being dragged across the floor.
I really
right
hope
now.
That picked up on the audio, because as soon as you said how do we describe this, like it sounded like a body was being.
So we're typically in the Cards Against Humanity space, which is incredible.
Yeah,
state of the art studio.
Where it is,
I won't say where it's at. But now we're recording in the IO theater studio, which is very nice, but it's also underground. It's like a little bunker. It's like a blue velvet bunker.
A blue velvet bunker.
Walls are blue
yeah.
And velvet.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to describe it.
Lynchian.
Yes. It was crafted. It's very intentional, but like you know, I remember a time in this basement when this was not here.
Yeah, it looks like...
Oops. How often were you in this basement?
I used to rehearse in this basement.
Oh,
wink.
That's so depressing.
Rehearse sex.
Rehearse sex. I used to practice Kiss My Pillow in this basement. I have to learn because the girls at school are so more advanced.
It's true.
It's true. They're all Scorpios. The team I coached would rehearse down here because we got like kicked out of our normal rehearsal space. Guys, it doesn't matter. None of this matters. But
it does matter that this looks like Liberace's bomb shelter.
Pretty good point.
Pretty good point. So yes, we're not in a normal space, and
the audio is going to be a little bit different.
The audio is going to be awful. I sound like a crab. Al sounds like a ghost.
And I really want a taco. And
we got a ghost. We got a crab. We got a taco. Three best friends. Addle.
Not a rhyme.
We're the Beastie Boys. We're the Beastie Boys. Nope. Got a ghost, a crab, and a taco friend. A taco. Beastie Boys to the Beastie Man. I'm a Beastie Man.
So my episode's going to be a little bit different because I have like some different type of warm-up riddles.
You're screaming.
Yes, I know. I'm always screaming. And I'm going to ask you guys to tell me what you think the theme for the warm-up riddles is after we do them. I've got a return to some of the riddles that I've done before for the main riddles. And then I have a listener-submitted riddle that I'm very excited about, and I will kind of leave it at that for now.
When you say you're going to return to some of your previous riddles, what that mean?
I'm going to do all the riddles that I've already done on the show backwards.
Great.
No, I'm going,
house salt recycle.
I'm going back to a source that I've used before. But let's
Source Magazine. You have a copy of Source Magazine open.
That's unrelated.
To Eric B. and Rakim.
That's unrelated. I would like to start off with a few warm up riddles. I think I might give you these warm up riddles kind of light and quick as well. Cool.
Excellent. I'm ready for a taco.
What do you call a dinosaur that is sleeping?
Snorosaurus. Dinosnore.
Dinosnore. Dinosnore is correct. What is fast, loud, and crunchy?
A taco going a million miles an hour.
Fast, loud, and crunchy.
Fast, loud, and crunchy.
Someone eating cereal in a hurry.
Listeners,
that's a very good guess.
Want you to, wherever you're listening to this, close your eyes. Even if you're driving, I don't care. Close your eyes.
Okay, let me put them in it. If you're driving a plane, you could close your eyes.
And I want you to picture right now us three hosts sitting around the mics. Aaron is a taco, I'm a ghost, JPC's a crab, and we're just solving riddles. Also, we've never given ourselves a name. I feel like in the episode descriptions I've called us the Clue Crew.
Oh.
Should we set that?
Let's all agree that we hate that.
What?
I like it a little bit because it sounds like we're little kids who solve mysteries.
So Clue Crew is one of them, and then the other option is that we call ourselves Taco Crab Ghost.
Taco Crab Ghost.
Is Taco Crab Ghost?
Yeah, because that makes sense to call me Taco because I wanted a taco one time.
You know how I like the Zeitgeist?
That's our nickname start. Have you never been to school?
You know how I like the Zeitgeist? Like little kids that solve mysteries is like a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Hardy Boys. Like little kids that solve mysteries. Why is there no such thing as little kids who are like murder for hire?
Like, you hire them to murder?
Yeah. JPC, like,
okay. That's your $1 million idea. Quick, get a pen.
Okay, child soldiers. That's my idea.
No cop would ever suspect a child of murder.
That's true. And I think that kids can't be tried for murder.
Well, here's the thing. You hire kid murderers, eventually.
Kid murderers.
Eventually, you're going to get kid cops. That's going to lead to a kid judicial system. And pretty soon, kids are running the... Adults, take it easy. Kids are running the whole goddamn country.
I want to see a little kid prosecutor.
I want to see a little kid president.
Okay. Well, while we think about what's fast and whatever crunchy and dumbass, whatever your fucking terrible thing was.
I think it's a great riddle in here. It's okay.
Okay.
We haven't heard
you.
The answer yet. Why are you lifting him up?
Yeah, that's really where atypical were these, for this show.
Where were these support beams when I was being roasted? So let's see. I want to see JPC as a kid murderer on trial.
Oh, God. Okay, cool.
Meaning that you're a kid who murders, not someone who murders kids. That could be taken either way.
Okay, thank God.
Aaron, did you want to be the judge? What do you want to be? A lawyer?
Little kid-y prosecutor.
You're going to be a little kitty prosecutor.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a cat, but like a little kitty.
And well, I'll be a
kid judge or cudge.
Okay.
Is cudge a fun thing?
No.
Dun-dun. Order. Everyone place your orders for what kind of tacos you want.
I want a juice box.
Juice box, what do you want?
Barbacoa.
Are you trying to say barbecue?
Barbacoa. We diminu it. Barbacoa.
He's a motorboat.
He's a motorboat?
And I can prove it.
And we're sent until proven guilty.
Oh.
Young man, you've been accused of being a motorboat. What do you plead? My tits!
I can't pronounce my owls. I can't pronounce my owls.
Look.
But I'm the best prosecutor this town has ever seen.
You don't have nothing on me. What do you got?
Oh, just the motor weapon?
Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs.
If it pleases the court, pizza party?
Pizza living.
Yes, the answer is a rocket ship.
What? Why crunchy?
Chips are crunchy. Why did the teddy bear say no?
Wait,
to
hold
dessert?
On. Oh, a rocket chip.
Yes, a rocket chip.
Oh, God.
Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert?
Because
its wedding was next week.
Lactose intolerant.
Those are both very good practical reasons, but we're looking for something a little more on the nose.
Teddy bear is getting married next week and is lactose intolerant.
Think about what's already inside the teddy bear.
Stuffing.
It was stuffed.
What has
it's full
ears
of cum.
But cannot hear?
Corn.
Yep, corn. What did the left eye say to the right eye?
I'm in TLC.
I can't see you.
This is
I'll
awful.
See you soon.
I'm going to burn down Andre Rison's house.
How are you?
Between us, something smells.
Wait, hold on. Did you hear that little noise Aaron made? You still having fun?
Meow.
Yes, I'm having fun.
What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
A cold vampire. A campfire.
All right, I think snowman and vampire, not vampire and snowman. That might
oh,
be
super
helpful.
I got it. Well, you see. You try and figure it out. Frosty the Bite Man.
Oh, bite is close. Bite is right.
Frostbite.
Frostbite. Yes, you got it exactly right with frostbite.
Again, this is Hey Jokey Jokey, the podcast for little Laffy Taffy jokes.
What did one plate say to the other plate?
I'm finished.
Go fuck yourself.
It's a living. Go fuck yourself. That's correct.
Okay, one plate said to the other plate.
What did one plate say to the other plate?
Can you believe we talk?
Oh, I got it. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Like our dinners, you're a winner. If you ate less, you'd be thinner. You're a pig, little pig.
No,
eat from trough, you little
pig. No. Uh-oh.
Turn into body shaving pretty quick. What did one plate say to the other plate? And the other plate, oh, man. Okay, what did one plate say to the other plate when they picked up the check?
That's pure flattery.
Oh,
instead of flattery.
Oh, boy.
Flattery.
Yeah, that's it. Dinner is on me.
Oh, fuck you.
Why did this...
Wait.
Fuck you.
Did you hear what Aaron just said? Aaron, you still having fun?
I'm still having fun, but fuck you.
Why did the student eat his homework?
Because sooner turn into monster.
Because he promised an entire podcast audience he'd eat the paper and drink the pen.
Again, if we ever have live shows, which we will, Aaron will eat paper
and
drink a pen.
And drink the pen.
The student was a dog. It was dog school. A dog ate homework.
No, the teacher told him it was a piece of cake.
Somebody stop him.
What is brown, hairy, and wears sunglasses? A coconut on vacation. And those are jokes for kids.
Ooh.
So, yes.
Now that we are in the home of long-form improvisation, how dare you?
For today's War of Riddles are jokes for kids.
You have besmirched this Liberace bunker.
Do you guys want to hear my favorite joke when I was a little kid?
Yeah.
Two muffins are in the oven, and one muffin turns to the other and says, "Man, is it hot in here?" And the other muffin says, "Ah, a talking muffin!"
That's an excellent joke.
I love that joke.
What do you call cheese that's not your own?
Nacho cheese.
Thank you.
Does that joke end with you saying thank you?
Thank you.
My favorite joke from when I was a kid was, "Hey, Mom, where's Dad?"
Let's do some.
No, Aaron. Let's let Adel have his big day.
I just didn't know.
You just didn't know where he was,
back.
Huh? Yeah, because he took off.
Headed out one day, said he's going to grab some milk, but... We lived in a milk factory.
So.
That didn't make sense. I said, "Dad."
Oh yeah, I remember my dad went out for cigarettes, and I was like, "Dad, we live in a cigarette factory. What are you going out? We get them wholesale. We cut out the middleman, Dad." Yeah, but he never came back. Cigarette factory dad.
But you know what they always say about dads? Baba don't duke. I'm in trouble deep.
Baba don't duke.
And I'm keeping my duke.
Riddles.
Oh.
Oh.
Baba
it's a
duke,
good podcast.
Duke,
it's a podcast
duke,
about riddles.
Baba duke. 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 Baba duke.
We keep telling you, we do not want to be in your a cappella band.
But there's such a good name for it.
Oh, hold on.
My sister's, what was it? What is it?
What's the name?
You guys don't want to know.
No, we want to know. You don't have it. What's the name?
Say it quick.
You're going to hate
you
it.
You can't edit this.
So
you're going to hate
this
it.
This is all in. What's the name?
All right. Here it comes.
Okay.
You're not going to like
ten,
it.
10, 9. Eight.
The Dan Harmonies.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Well, we're Pickle Rick.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Still exists. My sister was in an a cappella group in college called TNA. It was an all-girl group. So that's a little cheeky. But it's
Tones and Ass.
It stood for the Nightingale A Cappella, St. Mary's College. If you go there, does that still exist?
So, yeah, if you go to St. Mary's College and tweet at us and let us know if that a cappella group still exists.
If you're in the Nightingales, give us a shout.
Yeah.
Harmonize us a show.
I remember they had a CD of it, and I listened to it so much. Just like a college improv group doing the, I walked across an empty land. I was obsessed with it.
So you listened to CDs. In a previous episode, I mentioned CDs, and you said I was old as hell.
I was born in 2003.
I was just talking about how I was born in 2009.
I listened to a CD, but it was a burn CD.
I'm 15 years old. So we are going back for some of
our going
riddles.
Back.
Yeah,
JBC. JBC. We gotta go. We gotta go back.
I hate
JBC. It's not you. It's your riddles. Your riddles. They're in trouble.
Working with you.
They're terrible.
Pain. So, yeah, we're returning to a well that we've dug before. This is going
back. Is it
back...
the well that all those bodies got dropped down into?
Yes. This is going back to a book that was published in 1981. It is called Nathan Levy or Levi's Stories with Holes, Volume 1. Now, this was given, Adel, to you by, like, a fan,
this is
correct?
Given to us by a gentleman at a Magic Tavern live show.
Okay.
Who gave me a Ziploc bag full of 5 books. I had my assistant open the bag as I did not trust the air inside or the contents within.
Mm-hmm. I'm his assistant.
I made Aaron put the Ziploc bag over her head to make sure that it was safe.
You have Aaron take a bite out of each one of your tacos before consuming the rest of the taco.
Thank you.
People are trying to poison adults.
Yeah. Anytime I have food, Aaron will taste my food.
Oh, yeah, this definitely tastes like poison. Chop, chop, chop.
Chomp, 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 chomp. Yeah, so thank you to that good sir who dropped off those books for us.
Yes, if you dropped off these books, tweeted us the secret code that we said to you when you dropped off the books.
Here's what we'll say. The person who gave us those books, the first live show we do of Hey Riddle Riddle, which will hopefully happen before the end of the year or at least the end of next year. Or this century.
It'll happen before the end of 2020. We can guarantee that.
Your paper will be the first paper that Aaron eats.
Yes, Aaron
first
will...
First and last, because I'll probably have to go right to the hospital.
Yes, Aaron goes to the hospital after the first time she eats the paper, but she will still eat the paper and drink the pen.
So quick. I just need to see this scene where JPC, you're a doctor and at the ER,
okay.
And Aaron, you've come in to the ER because you've just, on your own volition, eaten a piece of paper.
Did you drink the pen?
And she also drank a pen.
Excuse me? I'm sorry. I'm a doctor?
Yeah.
Here? Yes.
Well, you probably recognize me. I'm in here a lot.
Okay.
A little bit accident prone. This time, I think it's on me.
Okay, tell me what's going on and I can help. Look, I'm a doctor. I just spent the last 3 hours pulling a light bulb out of a man's ass. And then I clocked in for work. So...
My ears are burning!
Hold on, my husband's on speakerphone. Christian!
I heard you mention the light bulb.
Yes, I'm talking to a patient. I'll be home soon.
My ears are burning and so is my asshole.
Christian,
from that light bulb.
Christian, you put it back in? We just got it out.
Somehow it turns on when it's in my ass and it burns.
Look, I don't have time for your puzzles right now, okay? I'll be home soon. Click. The movie Click. Do you want a copy? Here you
are. I want a copy of Click.
I would like a new doctor.
I'm sorry. I'm a very professional doctor. That was a personal issue. That was my husband, Christian. What can I help you with?
I ate a bunch of paper and I drank a bunch of pens.
Okay, that's very serious.
Because I'm a serious comedian.
Okay. My cousin was a comedian as well, so I understand a goof and a gag. You ate a bunch of papers, and you drank a bunch of pens?
Did the light bulb light up?
What's that?
Did the light bulb light up?
Ask her if she ate the paper because her teacher said it was a piece of cake.
Christian, I fall more in love with you every day.
Oh, man. KG and I made eye contact during that and just felt so sorry for each other together. We just looked at each other and understood.
Anyway, Nathan Levi's Stories with Holes, Volume 1. This says it's a collection of open-ended stories for inquiry training. No. In the classroom. We've read many of these before, and a lot of them involve, like, death and suicide, which are totally not appropriate for the classroom. So I wonder what the fuck was going on in 1981.
Up, JPC would be a lame-ass teacher.
Yeah, you're not no fun.
Yeah, I would be a lame-ass teacher. But if you remember, the way that you play with these is that you can ask me yes or no questions.
JPC held up a book and said, if you remember the way you play with these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way you play with books, you can ask books questions like, when will Dad come home? And why do I live in a cigarette factory?
Hey, look, it's a hardback tent.
But yes, you can ask me old man puzzles, yes or no questions, and I will give you yes or no answers in order to sleuth and deduce the truth.
Sleuth and deduce is a pretty good phrase.
Yeah, we're going to try to sleuth and deduce tonight. Ooh, say that 10 times fast.
Sleuth and deduce.
Couldn't even do the one. Because I'm always forward thinking. We should have a shirt that says. I'm always merch thinking. Oh, we should have a shirt that says the sleuth is loose. Remember, like the juice is loose, like Gushers. We should have one that says the sleuth is loose. Aaron, for those who can't see, Aaron and JPC left the studio.
Hey, Adel, do you love Dead Silence? Because I don't know why you ask for it so much.
He wants to marry Dead Silence.
Yeah.
An invitation to their wedding.
I want to marry Dead Silence.
And do you, Dead Silence, take Adel as your husband?
Crickets.
Sorry, my wife loves cricket. She's British.
Okay. Ready for the riddle?
I'm having so much fun.
What have I done? Yelled the woman as the phone rang. Yes or no questions.
What the fuck?
This is a riddle.
Oh. Oh, I got
it. Oh,
the
you
answer.
Got it? You know the answer?
Could you read it again?
Yes, I would love to read it again. What have I done? Yelled the woman as the phone rang.
Here's what happened.
Okay.
She was at the hotel bar.
So just so you know, Adel, the way that you would solve these riddles is asking me yes or no questions or
I have a full solution. I have a full solution. That's what I'm saying. Here's what happened.
All right, bring the full solution.
She was at the hotel bar last night. She was staying at a Hyatt Regency in Sedona.
I've been to a Hyatt Regency in Sedona.
This is like when I played your uncle and it turned out everything I said was factual. And I don't know anything about your uncle, but I laid him bare. So she's staying at this Hyatt the mm-hmm. night before. Guy walks up to her at the bar. And gives her a pickup line, comes up to her, gives her his hotel key, and says, "Hey, in the morning, I'm making waffles."
Okay.
She takes the hotel key, writes her number on it, passes it back to him. The next day, she wakes up with a hangover, ring, 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 ring. It's that guy from the night before, and she says, "Oh no, what have I done?"
Oh, she fell asleep. Or she drank too much.
Both.
And she didn't meet him.
She didn't meet him because she just wrote her phone number on a hotel key, which is what you do. When somebody hands you a hotel key and comes on to you, you write your number on it, pass it back, try and meet up in the future.
No. So you write your room number on the key. If you write your phone number on the key is worthless.
Why aren't we just moving on? I solved this. I solved this case.
So she's in her home.
Yes.
She's drinking a nice red wine.
Ooh, what kind?
Ooh, the kind that's
Malbec.
Good. Malbec?
It's not Malbec.
Okay. Hold on. So she's drinking that red wine.
Uh-huh.
She's watching.
What kind?
Malbec?
No, it's not Malbec.
I don't know.
It's got to be a blend.
You don't know any other red wines except Malbec?
I like white wine.
Okay.
Actually, I don't really like wine anymore.
Okay. I don't like wine, but I'm pressured to know a name of it.
She's at home. A robber comes in her house.
Okay.
She calls 911.
Sure.
And then she is talking to them on the phone.
Yeah.
And the robber doesn't think she's home. And then 911 calls her back.
Okay.
And then that's the ring. And then she goes, what have I done?
Okay. So those are both so wrong, but if you do continue guessing without asking
questions, a woman is in love with a man.
You'll never
he said that
it.
He's going to propose with a wedding ring. She says, okay. She's at home. The phone rings. It's his proposal. He took a wedding ring to mean something else. And she's like, oh, God, what have I done to agree to a guy who thinks a wedding ring is when you call someone on a phone. Case closed. Goodbye forever.
All right, my first yes or no question.
Okay.
Is,
that was insane, but I loved it.
Taco Ghost Crab.
The phone ring.
Is she the reason why
Is an action of hers the reason why the phone rang?
I will say no.
Is if the ghost of a crab eats a taco, is it sated?
No. Ghosts can't be sated, not by that.
Is the person on the phone someone she loves or someone who's dangerous?
Oh, can you ask me two separate questions?
Is the person on the phone someone she loves?
Yes.
Is she regretting something?
Yes. I mean, yes. Oh, what have I done? Is the one of the only pieces of information that you have in your
question
was, is she regretting
something? Worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Is she fearful for her life?
Yes.
Is she fearful for her life from the person who's calling?
No.
Then I'm close. There's someone in her house.
No.
Is the person she's fearful of, is she afraid of them hearing the phone ring?
I never said that she was fearful of a person. I said she was fearful for her life.
Is the person who's calling giving her bad news about a medical condition?
No.
It's the ringing that is the problem.
Yes. Well, no. The ringing's not the problem.
In the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust, are they saying not a doctor or not adopted?
They're saying not a doctor.
Not a doctor.
Okay. I don't know.
Is this an actual riddle?
No. This is stupid, and it's impossible. And the riddle setup is, oh, what have I done, yelled the woman as the phone rang. So this is not good. So let's divest ourselves from that
possibility. I want to continue with yes and no questions, but these are for JPC.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Were you forced to read this riddle?
Yes.
Were you?
I think I'm talented.
Yes.
At what?
Would you be my dad?
Sucking? Would I be your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be him if I...
Okay, I have a real question.
Yes.
Is she in a home?
Yes.
Is she in her home?
Yes.
Is she in a mental home?
No.
Is she in a physically compromising position?
When the phone rings?
Yes.
Yes.
Is this a Gerald's Game situation?
I've never seen it. I assume yes.
Is she in the tub?
No.
Is she outside of the tub?
Well, yeah, if you're not in the tub, you're technically
outside.
Answer
the question.
Yes.
Is she in a kitchen?
No.
She in a bedroom?
No.
She in a living room?
No.
She in the basement?
No.
She in the bedroom?
No.
She in the
attic?
No.
She on the roof?
Basement?
No.
She in the playroom? Trampoline room?
Mm-mm.
Fun room?
No.
Wine cellar.
Ask me if she's in the house.
She in the house?
Oh, she's
no.
outside the house.
Yes.
But you said she's in her home. She's in a dollhouse. She's a doll.
No, she's not a doll.
So she's outside her house and then she hears the phone.
She's in her home, but she's not in her house.
When the phone rings, she's outside the house.
When the phone rings, she's outside the house.
So she's locked out.
She's on her porch.
No.
She's
the one making the call.
No.
The call's coming from outside the house.
Yes.
Oh, it's the 80s. This is from the
80s. The call is coming from outside.
Maybe think
the house.
About where she lives.
She lives in a cul-de-sac.
No.
She lives.
Apartment.
Yes.
She lives in an apartment.
On the outside.
Yes.
I'm on the outside.
No.
Not in a fire escape.
She's
no.
stained. Is she
no.
stained?
No.
Oh, she's up against the window.
No.
She's
porch.
No.
She's in the walls.
No.
She's outside the walls.
Yes. Good stuff.
Good.
This is outside the tub
I'm
all over
killing
again.
This.
Everyone stopped listening.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, everyone who stopped listening.
We're alone. We're alone.
I wonder if anyone at home even is remotely close to this right now.
Okay, she's outside of her house.
Oh, apartment. shit, guys, real quick.
What?
Open your eyes back up.
Who's flying this plane?
I have to wait till they tell me.
Okay,
I have to wait for.
Okay. Adel, do you give up as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you a clue then. She's outside of her home. Her home is an apartment and she lives on the 20th floor.
Oh, she's poor.
It's window washing thing.
No.
She's floating. She's a ghost. She's looking in the window
airplane.
At her dead body.
She's not floating. No.
She's on stilts.
No.
She's balloon. Pulling a John Belushi in Animal House.
No.
Balloon.
No.
Panty raid. Is it a panty raid?
It's a panty raid. Okay. So the riddle was it's a panty raid because right. It's from the 80s. Are you ready for this solution?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay. Answer. By the way, this is the name of this riddle is Important Phone Call. Mm. Answer. The woman, lonely and despondent, had sat by her phone for months hoping for a friendly call, but never receiving even one. Finally, out of despair, she jumped out of her 20th story apartment window just as the phone rang.
So she said, oh no, what have I done, as she was plummeting 20 stories?
Yelled the woman as the phone rang.
I need video of this.
You gave this up to us when you said suicide and murder.
Right? Oh yeah, these riddles are all horrible and they're ostensibly for children. So that's a riddle that you would tell a child. You would want a child to land on that eventuality.
You don't want to say land on that when you're talking about that specific. That's basically the opening of Magnolia, right?
Oh, wait. No, the opening of Magnolia?
Isn't in the opening of the movie Magnolia.
Yeah, when Patton Oswalt's narrating.
A woman jumps out of the window to kill herself, but at the same time, somebody across the hall is firing a shotgun. And it goes through the window and kills the woman who jumped, right?
And she lands on a safety net that was installed like 2 days earlier, yeah.
Yeah, and then it starts raining frogs.
There's a man, yeah, that's later in the movie. That was my favorite movie in high school.
And then Amy Mann starts to sing about
Wise Up.
Woes.
No, she sings a song about Wising Up.
Wising Up.
I used to show that movie to people, and they said, this is 3.5 hours. Why did you show me this fucking movie? And I said, because it's my favorite. I wanted to share a piece of myself.
Tom Cruise, what you are is dirty and bad.
Yeah, he won a fucking Oscar for that movie. Oh, boy, I do love Magnolia. Go watch it. We just spoiled it.
It's a very good movie. Very good movie.
Oh, God. Magnolia is a very good movie, and we'll be right back after a little break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh, no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh, no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back with the riddles again.
Back with the riddles again. Oh. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
All right, this riddle is called Murder in Public. A murder was committed before thousands of people, but all of them thought it was an accident.
That's really all we get?
That's all you get.
Okay, big public place.
Yes.
Banana peel.
What is the, is that a question? No.
That brings us to a full stop.
You're listening to a full stop.
Dead stop.
I am a genius, and I picked a perfect solution.
So, okay, you said banana peel.
Your Honor, someone was murdered in front of thousands of people.
No, I don't know.
Your Honor, banana peel.
Banana peel.
But it is a murder. So a murder was committed before thousands of people, but all of them thought it was an accident.
I know the answer.
Someone planted a banana peel.
Eggplant banana.
No, it's not. I know the answer. It's not banana. No.
I know the answer.
Yes, please, Adel.
Picture, if you will, Texas. Zoom in to San Antonio.
Should I close my eyes?
No. Everyone, eyes open.
How am I supposed to picture Texas? I'm in a deli.
We zoom into San Antonio.
Okay.
Haunted house. Big haunted house.
In San Antonio.
There's a haunted... Are you serious?
Yes. A week ago, I was in San Antonio.
I am JPC. So there's a haunted house. Thousands of people go through the haunted house.
Okay.
Murderer kills someone in a haunted house. Uh-huh. People walk by, think it's part of a haunted house. Say, ooh, look at those special effects, guts and brains. Hours go by. Thousands of people view. At the end of the close, the haunted house employees say that real dead. That's a real dead.
Okay. I love where your head's at. I think that you, in terms of the speeches that you
just
used,
say I got it and we'll move on.
Well, you got it and we'll move on. But the murder was committed before thousands of people. So thousands of people witnessed this murder.
Was there an object that wasn't a weapon used in this murder?
Yes, but I don't think that's a super helpful
Repeat the full riddle.
A murder was committed before thousands of people, but all of them thought it was an accident.
Public execution.
No.
And the guy tripped on a banana peel.
No. Yes. Wait.
And hit the lever.
You see banana peel? Yes. And you're smart. Sorry, Aaron. I'm sorry for his bullshit.
It's just the confidence in which I put
No. No. That's the answer.
Aaron's aging rapidly.
No.
What
I'm
cup
not.
Did you
I'm
drink
hot
from?
As hell. I'm hot as hell. So hot.
Yeah, if anyone's aging rapidly, it's...
You know when you listen to pop... You listen.
You know when you listen to pop's
hey,
music?
Boys, get in here. You know when you listen...
Yeah, you know when you listen to podcasts.
Uh-huh.
You know when you listen to podcasts and you imagine what they look like?
Podcasts?
Yeah.
Or the hosts?
The hosts.
Oh.
And you imagine what the hosts look like.
I wonder what cereal looks like. Yes.
All I want you to do is imagine me hot as hell. I'm getting older, not going gray. Yeah. I'm going very gray.
Prowling and
you're going gray.
Rolling across a couch.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. For listeners, Aaron is wearing, how would we describe that? Saran wrap?
I'm wearing a dress made of saran wrap.
Her tops and bottoms are
Hayward
wrapped in saran wrap.
Is brought to you
for
by
attention.
Saran wrap.
For attention, though. For attention? I'm wearing saran wrap for attention. JPC, my next question.
Yes, please.
Is was the death visually violent or like a poisoning?
No, not a poisoning.
But like, I mean, like, is it? Would it be a scary thing to see?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was like a public event. Like, so it was like a public.
What would be a murder, Aaron? By the way, that would you would see and be like, oh, well.
I call those gentle deaths.
Gentle death.
Gentle death.
Very polite, apologetic deaths. That's
so,
how I planned to go. So,
this book
gently
was written
being murdered.
This book was written in the 80s.
Yes,
so
81.
Bobby Kennedy had just been shot. So
yes.
Here's what it was.
Don't you talk about the Kennedy.
It was a public event, like a speech or something, and a sniper shot the person, but while he pulled the trigger, he said, whoops.
Adel, you haven't done this right yet.
Bobby Kennedy's name out your mouth.
I did. I got it out by saying it.
At Christmas at my house this year, all of the cousins.
So no one wants
this
to
year,
answer the
at
riddle.
Christmas, at Christmas at your house this year, it is November.
Last year.
Okay. Well,
no. You've discovered time travel, haven't you?
Well, this will probably happen.
We have to go back.
So last
Aaron,
Christmas.
It's your presence.
So last Christmas, all of my cousins and I were playing board games. And then we just heard from the other room, my uncle, Judge Smoot, yell, Ted Kennedy killed that girl, and then leave the party. And then my aunt, who has a very thick Boston accent, went, John, you always do this!
What?
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
John, you always do.
Chappaquiddick? Or?
Yeah. John, you always do this. And I walked in, and my aunt was like, Aaron, it was an accident. Okay, so he was driving with this girl, and he didn't kill her. And they just...
Yeah, Ted Kennedy killed that girl.
died. John, you always do this.
Okay, cool.
I have a question. Oh, I have a guess.
Yes.
Is it one of those things where, you know, when someone puts an apple on their head and then someone throws a knife?
Interesting.
So it's like supposed to be like a party trick.
It's,
and they show it.
You know when someone puts an apple?
It's not that, Aaron, but you're very close.
It's William Tell.
No.
Okay, is it some sort of like, it's a public performance?
Yes.
Something?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it's circus. It's a circus act. So it's a high wire, what do you call that? Trapeze?
Trapeze, yes.
Trapeze. Is it trapeze?
Yes.
Oh, and didn't catch them.
So caught them, but they died from shame.
No.
Because they fought it.
So the trapeze artist is the person who died, but who murdered them.
The rope.
The lion.
No.
The lion below.
What do you think a trapeze is? Why would a lion be involved?
He was. They fell and the lion went.
They do it over lions.
Because his mouth is open wide.
And he went, crouch, 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 it's a living.
Your line sounded like that Regina Spektor song. So we got it down to trapeze, which is, my mind is blown that we're even circling the target.
Okay, so does it have to do with like the string?
No.
So the partner, the trapeze partner, was the killer?
Yes, but not like another trapeze artist. Who else would a trapeze artist work with?
Dogs, children. Never work with dogs or children.
Your partner.
Jimmy Stewart.
Never give money to dogs or children.
Ted Kennedy killed that girl.
Chappaquiddick.
You guys want the answer?
Yes.
You're so close. A trapeze artist who...
Trapezed? Is that past tense?
Trapezed. Yeah, he's dead. A trapeze artist who took his cues from the organist for when to start, reach, and land fell to his death. The organist had purposefully changed the tempo in mid-act so as to throw him off.
Oh, we have to see AC.
Okay, so, Aaron, please.
I'm old man,
who gives a fucking shit about me?
JPC, I'm about to give you the character.
The role of a lifetime?
Bomb
JPC,
set.
I'm in.
I want to see you as the organist.
Okay.
And Adel is this pompous trapeze artist, and it's before you're like in the green room before the circus.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before the time where you just snap.
Gotcha.
Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Trust that tonight you'll be playing with your organ. I'm so rich. So rich and so well hung.
I know I am.
What's the difference between me and the Mona Lisa?
I don't know.
I'm better hung. Does that make sense? You ever been to the Louvre?
You know, I gave you my hotel key last night and I wrote my phone number on it.
Yeah, and I regret that terribly. Regret it terribly.
Well, I just fell asleep and you never called and you never...
5 minutes, everybody. 5 minutes. The very circus. 5 minutes.
Thank you, Ringmaster.
Do you ever feel like the Ringmaster is just always on?
Oh, yes, but it's cocaine.
You really?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Can I ask you something?
I saw her doing a bump of it.
Oh.
Yes.
Dear, oh, dear, oh, my. Can I ask you something? I want you to speak freely, even though I'm the main attraction and you're a lowly organist.
Okay.
Do you think Ted Kennedy killed that girl?
5 minutes. 5 minutes. Did I already come in here? 5 minutes.
Yes.
5 minutes.
Great master. You just... Okay.
Your nose is bleeding.
Bleeding profusely.
Well,
enjoy the show tonight. I hope you... really reach for the trapeze.
You were reading that off of a parchment.
Furl, furl, furl. Yes, I got a decree from the king of town just now, and I was reading something unrelated.
Hey,
good luck.
We're friends, right? I shit all over you, but we're friends, right?
Well, if you say so.
5 minutes. We're going to 5 minutes. Wait, was I already in here?
Susie, you have a problem. You need help. Let us help you. We love you.
Ted Kennedy killed that girl.
Scene. Oh, Ted Kennedy killed that girl. He must have, right?
Chappaquiddick.
And Christopher Walken killed that girl.
Yeah.
What was her name? Julie Bowen.
We'll cut that out.
Wait, why?
I will leave it in.
It's the mom from Modern Family?
100
She's still alive. Did she die recently?
I just know her. She was killed. Aunt from Dawson's Creek. She played Dawson's aunt for one episode.
I just know the dog's name was Simon, and I loved that dog named Simon.
Let's do this.
100 people were traveling down the Amazon River on a flatboat when the boat and calm water capsized and all were drowned.
Well, it's because there's 100 people on a fucking boat. That's dumb as shit.
In the Amazon, it's fine.
Alligator.
Alligator.
No.
Hippo come up no. from underneath the no. anaconda.
Yes.
Dolphins, pink
no.
bottlenose,
dancing,
swimming up
they
on shore.
No.
Adel got a yes to a taco thing that he does not remember
crab
what
ghost.
I said yes
got a
to.
Taco crab ghost.
You got a yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hippo.
No.
Did you know that hippos are so big?
Adel was just talking without listening. I said yes to him, and he moved right back.
Oh,
here's let me backtrack. I said and hippos.
No.
But dolphins. Dolphins? Anaconda.
No. Yes.
Anaconda.
Yes.
So, hold on. The 100 people on the boats had buns, son, because my anaconda don't want none unless you got... Whoopsh.
Wait, so they did have the buns, so the anaconda did want some?
Wait. Oh, shit. The anaconda did want some.
They're really sort of mixed up a lot.
And you got
that's
told.
That's a dead stop.
No, it's not. She told your ass. You cashed that check at the bank, my man.
So an anaconda was driving the boat and said, Time to capsize the boat. No more people on this boat.
Yes, correct. So far, Aaron's has got it exactly correct. I will let Adel flounder for a little bit. No.
Oh, it's a flounder.
The anaconda.
Did you know that
driving...
flounders have two eyes on one side of their face?
Oh, I know.
The eyes have it.
The anaconda got in the boat. Everyone started screaming and then ran to the other side of the boat. It capsized.
I'm going to give it to you. Yeah, that's it. So answer, it doesn't say exactly anaconda, but it says a huge snake was sighted hanging over the river from a free branch. The passengers panicked and all of them ran to one side to get away, capsizing the boat.
And that's why we get the band Panic on the Flatboat.
Anaconda voice. What
you
do we think?
Panic on the Flatboat? You were silent for like a minute.
You know that popular emo band, Panic at the Flatboat? Hey,
I
real quick.
In with the How did the snake ever get here?
Haven't you ever heard of closing a goddamn flatboat? I want to see a scene real quick where you're both anacondas.
Okay.
And Aaron is about to leave the rainforest to try and pose as a human boat captain. Mm-hmm. And she's practicing how she'll sound and how she'll talk to fit in, to blend in with society.
Okay.
And you're her friend or maybe a relative who's coaching her through that or giving feedback.
Okay.
Here we go.
So anyway, I said, Voldemort, you bring your dumbass down here and you tell me what's a Nagini.
Kevin, I'm going to miss you so much.
Oh, I'm going to miss you too, Susie.
What do you think of my fake mustache?
Okay. So this is what you're going with.
Yeah, and the wig?
Okay. Yeah.
In the black tie.
We're friends. We're friends, right?
I'd say we're best friends.
Okay.
You're not calling me your best friend.
We're best friends.
10 minutes. 10 minutes till the anaconda has to be on the boat.
Well, he knows that you're an anaconda, so the disguise is not great. Also, what are you going for here?
Sabotage. You're sabotaging me because you don't want me to go.
No, Susie. Hey. That's not true.
No, you are.
I'm happy we're getting a divorce.
No, this is
it's what's best for us.
And this is what happens like when a friend goes off to college, the other one's staying at a college that's close to home.
What is college?
I learned so much about people things.
Yes, you know things about people, and
like
I know
this,
things about
blenders.
What?
Chlorine. Rake.
Susie, I don't understand the world you want to live in anymore.
What?
I'm a snake from the jungle. Okay, I just want to be a jungle snake, and you want to be a person.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing. What do they walk around? What is that word they walk around on?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. Susie, hey, I hope you're happy, and I hope one day you look back at the time we spent together fondly. Hey, Pumbaa. Hey, Pumbaa. Pumbaa. Timon. Hey, Timon, Pumbaa. This is actually...
mummy.
This is actually a private moment between me and my wife. My wife is leaving forever.
I'm
going to eat every last one of you motherfucking warthogs. Yeah. Okay. This is a stupid one. It's called...
Wait. What were the previous ones?
It's called A Disastrous Party. A famous scientist was awarded a government prize for his invention of a new weapon. He decided to invite a number of his friends into a party in his laboratory. For an entertainment, he provided a juggler, an opera soprano, and a ballet dancer. At the height of the evening, all present were suddenly and mysteriously killed. So, famous scientist, awarded a government prize for his invention of a new weapon, decides to invite a number of friends to a party in his laboratory.
I know.
For entertainment, he provided a juggler, opera soprano, and a ballet dancer. At the height of the evening, all present were suddenly
mysteriously killed.
I
am a fucking genius.
Yes.
Because I figured this out
right away.
Okay, so when the opera singer sings, she sings too high of a note. Why else clarify that she's a soprano? Glass breaks. The glass breaks on whatever the experiment is and lets something terrible into the party.
The juggler is a juggalo, starts spraying Fanta all over the place. The floor gets sticky, banana peel.
This is insane. Answer. The soprano was a red herring. The juggler was a juggalo. He sprays Fanta all over the floor.
Fucking knew it. I'm a brilliance.
Yes, the soprano sang a high note, exploding a glass beaker of lethal gas, the new weapon the scientist had developed.
Can you believe that I got that?
I don't, but
that's amazing.
You clued into soprano so fast.
That was the red herring, because why use that word?
I don't think she's... holy shit, amazing. But I want to make sure that we don't give you full credit, because... You didn't guess that when the opera singer sang that note, the Muppet beaker exploded.
What to do? I want to keep doing this podcast because it's doing very well, but I don't want to spend another second with him.
Kind of fun, right? Picturing the Muppet beaker explode. You know, opera singer starts spinning, like Miss Piggy sings, and then beaker explodes because she hits too high of a note. Oh, no.
Yeah, the famous scientist was Gonzo. This is Muppets Destroy Manhattan.
Muppets Take a Laboratory.
My favorite movie is The Great Muppet Caper, and you can quote me on that.
Never seen it. You told me Aaron and I took like an 8-hour train ride one time. Maybe it was 4 hours. But you told me your favorite movie was, or maybe you don't want to have it be your, I won't say anything more.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Manhattan Murder Mystery?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... My family watched a lot of that movie growing up. But my all-time favorite comedy, I honestly think, is The Great Muppet Caper. Have you seen it?
No.
It's on HBO, if you haven't seen it. It is truly
so funny.
Never seen
it. Yeah. Who's, like, the big... Is, like, Michael Caine or someone? Who's the big get?
John Cleese.
Oh, okay.
A lot of funny walks going on?
Yeah. Lots of silly walks.
A lot of ocelot noses and...
Anyways...
One time I showed a girl that I liked Paul Thomas Anderson's Magnolia, and about 90 minutes in, she said, "Can we please turn this off?"
And that girl's your wife?
Well, yeah, she's somebody's wife. boy, that was devastating to me at the time. Really tried to share a piece of myself in a movie that I very much enjoyed. She was not interested in watching it.
What is something that you've shown to someone that you're trying to impress and then they don't end up liking it?
Yeah, my butt. They're like, that looks like a saggy bag of laundry.
Hey, put down that hand mirror. Let me stand over it. And let me blow your mind.
I'd like to show you something I've been working on. And they're like, Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
What's something that you've shown someone...
I'm trying to think of one.
That they've had a bad reaction to?
Yeah, they didn't like love.
I mean, it was that movie Magnolia. Like, I showed it to, like... friend, and then finally I was like, I would tell people like, oh, Magnolia, and they're like, oh, I'd love to see it. I'm like, don't. I can't take what it'll do to you.
I think I've shown Newsies to boyfriends and they have not been wild about it.
I've never seen Newsies. What's like it's like little kids selling papers?
Yeah, it's like turn of the century children, orphans selling papers. Is like Christian Bale.
That sounds like boyfriend bait, girl.
That sounds like...
Someone's laying down boyfriend bait because I smell newspaper.
I love that movie so much.
If I was a boy and you were playing that, I'd say, hi-ya!
Oh, I have shown... I really like the show Firefly, and I have shown people Firefly before. Romantic partners, and they were like, oh, yeah, I mean, like, I guess. And I'm like, oh, boy.
feel like I showed someone Little Shop of Horrors, the Rick Moranis version, mm-hmm. which is like my favorite thing ever. And like Ellen Green is my like favorite singer, and they didn't care for it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is kind of slow and like boring. And I was like, this is the best. Does somebody in Newsies say extra, extra?
No, but the best part of that movie is when Christian Bale goes, "Now, man, with all the muckety mucks, I'm blowing my dough and going deluxe." That's a real line.
He's blowing his dough?
And going deluxe.
No, blowing his
now,
load.
Man, with all the muckety mucks, I'm blowing my load and going deluxe.
I'll tell you right now, guys. If you're if you're blowing your load and muckety muck is coming out, see you, doctor.
So good.
Okay.
Oh no!
Oh no! So this is a listener submitted riddle. This is the title of this is Old English Riddles.
Hold on. Are you gonna read it with an accent?
So I do know. Like,
hold on, KJ. Can we get some? Can we get some tapestries? Can you whip up some tapestries?
I don't know Old English. I think I know some Middle English because I know I had to learn in high school the prologue to Canterbury Tales, the one that opera with a short sotra, the draft of March hath pierced to the rota and bothered every van and switched the cord of which for two engendered is the floor.
All right, put it away.
Yeah, but
also you could have said anything and we don't like.
Yeah, that's true. It's so
the butcher to bigger to get is bigger.
So this is from a person named Stacy. They're her fiance. Chris, really love Hello from the Magic Tavern, which we don't give a fuck about that, and Hey Riddle Riddle, which is awesome.
All I gotta say is that we don't give a fuck about that.
She sent in five riddles from something called the Exeter Book. It's Old English. She sent it in a Word document. I'm gonna like talk a little bit about this because I think it's so interesting. Talk a little bit about this. Anglo-Saxon riddles are never straightforward. They often involve looking at everyday things from very specific frames of reference. There's a lot of battle imagery and heroic imagery ascribed to very simple things. You will see an example of this below. Since Anglo-Saxon society was predominantly Catholic, sorry, Adel, you won't get this. You will see a lot of religious imagery as well. Blah, blah, blah. Our biggest source of Anglo-Saxon riddles comes from the Exeter Book, written around 975. The Exeter Book is the largest surviving collection of Anglo-Saxon poetry in the world.
For listeners who can't see in the studio, JPC has a giant book that just says boring history.
So this is boring history, but these are riddles that I think that will be very fun to at least read.
Since Stacy's such a big fan of Magic Tavern, I will answer this as my character Chunt the Badger, so let me get into character.
Hello there. This is Chunt.
Hi.
This is Chunt the Badger here. Why are there so many songs about?
Finish the whole thing. All right. So, are you ready for this?
Y'all
I am
for this?
A wonderful thing, a joy to women, to neighbors useful.
Christian Bale.
I injure no one. I stand up high and steep over the bed. Underneath, I am shaggy. Sometimes ventures a young and handsome peasant's daughter, a maiden proud to lay hold on me. She seizes me, red, plunders my head, fixes on me fast, feels straight away what meeting me means. When she thus approaches, a curly-haired woman, wet is that eye.
I am so horny.
Well, yeah. As soon as I heard you say shaggy, I was like, it wasn't me.
I think
so. You banging on the bathroom?
Like very provocative and horny. But does anyone know? Does anyone have any idea what the answer to that?
It's a teddy bear. It's a pillow. It's a blanket.
No.
That teddy bear is stuffed.
She seizes me red, plunders my head.
She seizes me red.
Fixes on me fast, feels straight away what meeting me means.
Lipstick.
When she thus approaches, a curly-haired woman, wet is that eye.
Damn.
I think the biggest
pink
clue
eye.
Here is wet is that eye.
Pink
what
eye.
Makes your eyes wet?
Crying.
What? Yeah, so what else would make you cry that's not like emotional, like an object?
That sex so good.
Jesus Christ. An object that'll make you cry.
Yeah.
Sad movie.
A ring.
Requiem for a Dream.
Mm-mm. I stand up high and steep over the bed.
Death.
Underneath, I'm shaggy.
A crucifix.
It wasn't me.
This is a food?
Food?
That makes you cry.
Oh, onions. It's an onion.
It's an onion.
She
says it's me red. The answer is onion. A ripe onion is being pulled from the ground by a female cook. When the onion is cut, her eyes get watery.
I couldn't even tell that she was outdoors.
Okay, ready? There's number two.
No, I'm not ready.
Shut up. This is another old English riddle. Splendidly it hangs by a man's thigh under the master's cloak. In front is a hole. It is stiff and hard. It has a
cock,
goodly...
Beagle cock. Oh, hold on. It's cock or dong. It's a dong.
It has a goodly place when the young man, his own garment lifts over his knee. He wishes to visit with the head of what hangs, the familiar hole he had only filled with its equal length.
It's a key.
It's a key! Aaron Keefe got it.
We've done this one on the show before.
No, we haven't. Yeah, yeah. No.
We did. It was one of the first two episodes.
Oh, really? We did that?
Yeah,
that old English one?
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't.
Did we really?
He's being a jerk. I've never heard that before.
Aaron, we gotta go back. It's the old English riddle.
Ted Kennedy killed that girl.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I have heard of something wax in a corner, swell and pop, lift up the covers.
It's a cock, it's a dong.
A proud-minded woman seized with her hands that boneless thing. A prince's daughter
dong.
Covered with her dress the swelling thing.
I can't make out.
No, it's not candle, it's
wax.
Not soap.
It's made of wax?
The pun here is the word wax.
Wax and wane, the moon.
Moon.
Wane, Winningarth, party on.
No.
Party on wane, swing set.
Yes,
it's a swing right. set.
One more time. And this don't say cock in the middle of this.
Cock or dong.
I have heard of something, wax in a corner, swell and pop, lift up the covers. A proud-minded woman seized with her hands that boneless thing. A prince's daughter covered with her dress the swelling thing.
Boneless thing gave it away, chicken tenders.
It's chicken tenders.
Water, fire.
The answer?
Old-timey chicken tenders.
Tell me.
The answer is dough. The pun here is the word wax. There's the substance in the verb which highlights the increasing size of the dough as it rises.
I don't think old English people knew what puns were.
No, they exclusively knew what puns were.
Hey, is that bread almost done? It looks like wax.
Hey, Scoob.
Hey, like like Scoob, it wasn't me. Like I saw her banging
like,
on the bathroom
like
floor.
Scoob, you're
like,
my angel.
It wasn't me.
Are we doing two more?
Yes, we're doing all 15 right. more.
See, I was being Shaggy, singing Shaggy.
A youth came
That's a pun.
Okay. A youth came along to where he knew. She stood
Dab on
in a
Fortnite
corner.
Grave.
Worth... Christ. A youth came along to where he knew she stood in a corner. Forth he strode, a vigorous young man, lifted up her own dress with his hands. Ugh.
There's so much lifting of garments.
Thrust under her girdle something stiff as she stood there, worked his will. Both of them shook. A thane hurried up, useful at times, a capable servant. Nonetheless, he grew tired from time to time, though strong at first, weary with work. Beneath the girdle there began to grow what often good men love heartily and buy with money.
I don't want to be uncouth. It's a cock dong.
Well, I'm glad you don't want to be uncouth. All of these are just, like, so bawdy. Like,
yeah.
I can imagine people telling these in, like, a, you know,
let
8th century
bodies hit the floor.
Pub and
let
everyone
the
just,
bodies
like,
hit the
floor.
Let the bodies hit the...
Wait, can you read the second? Well, we can read the whole thing.
Okay, a youth came along to where he knew she stood in a corner.
Okay.
So is the thing that she?
It's not a woman. It's she is, but it is not a woman.
So she is the object.
Yes.
Okay.
Forth he strode a vigorous young man, lifted up her own dress with his hands, thrust under her girdle something stiff. As she stood there, worked his will. That's important. Worked his will.
Will is a pun.
Both of them shook. A thane hurried up, useful at times, a capable servant. Nonetheless, he grew tired from time to time, though strong at first, weary with work. Beneath the girdle there began to grow what often good men love heartily and
butter.
Buy with money. Yes.
Butter churn.
Yes.
It's
yes.
a butter churn.
Whoa.
Adel got it. It's a butter churn.
Listen, I've been to an Amish farm. When the Amish churn to butter, the butter churn stands in the corner with a little dress on. Amish man come up, lift up the dress. He gonna put his fingers underneath there.
Jesus
he gonna work
God.
That for
Old English nouns have genders. So the word churn is feminine. Here a man is churning tasty butter for market. Also to note, a thane is a servant or retainer for the aristocracy.
Mm-hmm.
So Adel, if we were back then, you would be my thane.
Aww.
That thane you do.
Doing that thane you do.
My neck is white. My head
my
is...
My neck is white.
I thought I'd put it that. My neck is white, my head is tawny, and so are my sides. I am swift in my stride. I bear weapons of battle. On my back there is hair, so it's me.
Cock-a-dong.
And the same on my cheeks. Over my eyes, two ears stand up. I walk on my toes in the green grass. My doom is certain if anyone finds me. If a slaughterhouse fighter finds me hidden where I make my home, bold with my bairns, and there I abide with my little family when the stranger comes to my very doors. Death is their doom. I must carry them off. Save them by flight with fear in my heart away from my home. It goes on for some time.
Oh, stop. Please stop. Groundhog.
A swan, a bird, it's an animal.
Hold on, it's an animal.
It's gopher.
If he crowds me hard, moving on his belly, I dare not abide that fierce one in my burrow. That would be surely not a good counsel. But bravely I must, with both hands and feet, create a path through the hill high.
Mole.
Easily
it's
I can
mole.
Save them. Nope. My beloved kin, if I can bring my household by a secret way through the hollow hill, for there I need fear never a whit, the murderous whelp. If the hateful foe follows me hard through the
mercy,
narrow track,
mercy,
he
mercy.
Shall have no lack of clash of battle when we
stop.
Meet in the
mercy.
Burrow. When I get to the top of the hill and turn on him
stop.
With weapons of war,
please stop.
Whom I formerly fled
kill
from.
Me.
Adel, what you are it? The only one who will be able to get this.
Badger.
It is Badger. There's a lot of good heroic imagery in this
one. Hey, it's me, Chunt the Badger here.
A badger is being hunted and bravely fights the hunting dog to protect the cubs. The bairn mentioned near the top. Bairns. Bairns are like badger cubs, I guess.
Bairn.
Anyway, I loved those. Those are old English riddles. Riddles, it just goes to show you guys, these riddles are as old as time, which means our podcast would have done so well 1,000 years ago.
We would have been in so many courts brought in to entertain the kings and queens. The kings and quans.
Yes.
Wait, what are badger cubs called? The bairns?
Bairns, I believe.
What if we started calling you Baron Keefe and you're a little badger cub?
Bairnstein Bairns?
Bairnstein.
You're Baron.
Keefe.
Well,
Baron.
Listen. But listen,
yeah,
my.
Call you Baron
but
Keefe
my idea is not that. But my idea is still going. I'm still talking about my idea. And then we moved on. But
okay.
What if we call you Baron Keefe and you're a little badger cub? Is that.
Can we call me Sharon Keefe?
Well,
I share my great energy with the world.
For calling you any Sharon, it's going to be Sharon Stone.
Remember, I am hot.
Because you are on that couch, crossing and uncrossing your legs.
That's what Adel thinks of when someone's like, hot. He's like, oh, Sharon Stone.
Kathy Ireland, Sharon Stone, all the latest hottie hots.
So thank you again, Stacey. Shout out to Chris. We hope his tinnitus is doing well. Thank you so much for that riddle. Is there anything that anyone would like to plug? Okay, well, you do that.
My Instagram, Aaron Keefe 10. And I will post about my life and what shows you can see me in there.
You can follow me on Twitter at @AdelRafi on Instagram. Come check out World News Tonight. Check out the podcast Hello from the Magic Stacy. Also Siblings Peculaire, which is a podcast I do with my brilliant sister Sadia. Go to TeePublic. We have a merch store for Hey Riddle Riddle on TeePublic. Check those out. Buy some merch. Give us the hashtag Whittleware. And we will, starting next week, we're going to start listing people who do the hashtag Whittleware. We'll start doing a fun little thing on the podcast with Riddy Kitty, listing some names, giving some shout-outs.
Oh, yeah, and tell us your name, too, if you do that.
Give
hashtag.
Us that name.
Because if you just have your, like, Instagram or Twitter.
We're just going to read your handle.
Read your handle. So if you want your name read, send us your name when you do the hashtag as well.
Also, Hello from the Magic Tavern has a show at Talia Hall Tuesday, November 27th. And we'd love to see you come out to that. It's in Chicago. Talia Hall is a cool venue in Pilsen, so come check that out.
And you can follow me at JPSoFly on Twitter. I'm at SharkBarkman on Instagram. And I post about shows and everything that I'm doing there, so that's the best place to find that. You can follow the podcast at HeyRiddleRiddle. If you have riddle submissions, you can always email those into hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Again, check out that TeePublic store. I hope you find a lot of great things there. And Aaron, I heard that you have a new favorite planet. I really, as I was talking, I was hoping that I would find something in there. I had nothing prepared.
Yeah. What's a pig? What's a Muppet Pig's favorite planet?
Jupiter.
Hiya!
Bye-bye.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Rafi. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Ben Hardy Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey, riddle. That was a HeadGum Podcast.